Welcome to the Mrs. Night Terror Podcast. Join me as I tell you spooky, shocking, and scary bedtime tales. Each story I tell you is a fictional narrative, so don't worry too much about it coming true. If you think you can handle it, listen closely and imagine yourself being part of each and every story I tell. First, I want to say thank you to each and every listener out there. This is the 8th Mrs. Night Terror podcast, and surely won't be the last. If you enjoy what you hear, be sure to give me a follow on Instagram at Mrs. Night Terror and leave a comment about what you enjoyed the most. Also, I have a Patreon page where I share scary artwork, alternative endings, and other behind-the-scenes details about the ins and outs of being Mrs. Night Terror. Our first story today is called The Rise of the Ringmaster. Part 1. Trevi was a lion tamer. He wasn't just a lion tamer, though. He was the best lion tamer. Trevi grew up near the Sahara Desert, and from a young age, he would play with the lions of all ages. You see, Trevi's parents were lion rescuers. They would take in any lions that were shunned from their pride or even lost. Trevi loved teaching the lions how to obey commands. But he most loved feeding time. He knew that by feeding the lions whatever they wanted, he could control them. So, he would hunt animals during the day to bring back to his lions at night. When Trevi grew up, he was invited to join the live circus show where he could guide his lions around the stage and have them perform jumps and a balancing act. The audience adored Trevi and his lions. There was a full house every night. One night, the audience was a little rowdier than usual, and someone threw their drink up to the stage. The splash of cold liquid startled one of Trevi's lions, and he let out an intense roar. Instead of being afraid, the audience cheered and clapped and screamed for him to do it again. When the headlining lion failed to give them what they wanted, they began to throw even more items towards the stage. As they threw bottles, popcorn, and even their own shoe at the lion, he let out an even bigger roar and aimed his attention towards the audience. The audience went wild, clapping and cheering, giving him a standing ovation. But as they cheered, the lion ran into the audience. People began to frantically run towards the exits as they feared for their lives. One man slipped and fell, and as he tumbled, the lion grabbed him in his mouth and began to rip him apart. The other lions in the show pounced on the man and feasted over his body. The lions began letting out roars louder than anyone had ever heard before. Trevi stood on the stage, mildly amused by what was taking place. He knew he could stop his lions from feasting on the human flesh, but in his mind, he thought that they were getting what they deserved. They should have never thrown things at his lions in the first place. Security began to panic, and as the audience was rushing away, Trevi knew he needed to get his lions back in order. With the snap of a finger and two loud whistles, his lions retreated. Their mouths were stained red and their bellies were full, and they ran back up on stage to complete their performance. Obviously, the show was over, but Trevi praised his lions for their good work and obedience. He didn't see their act of aggression as a bad thing, but the police did. The police ordered that Trevi's lions be put down, but he fought tooth and nail to keep them alive. He explained to them that it was the audience who was at fault for throwing things and antagonizing the lions. While Trevi fought his case to keep his precious cats, he was approached by a man. The man promised that he could take care of all of Trevi's problems if he promised to return a favor. Trevi loved his lions to death, and since their lives were on the line, he agreed without hesitation. The man coaxed the police into allowing Trevi to keep his lions. He just needed to pay a fine and cancel his public show. While Trevi was upset that he could no longer perform with his lions, he was happy that they were able to stay alive. A few weeks later, the man showed up at Trevi's door. He told Trevi that he wanted him to perform with his lions at a show. Trevi explained that his public show had been canceled and he was forbidden to perform with his lions ever again. The man at the door gave a simple grin. "But Trevi, you are the ringmaster, and you can do as you please. This show is a private event, so don't worry." The man handed Trevi a card. "Here are the details. Be there." "I won't take no for an answer." Trevi read the card. The event was a week away, and it specifically said do not feed the lions beforehand. Trevi was curious, and he did make a deal, so he prepared his lions for the upcoming show. He arrived at the address written on the card. The place was enormous. It was very secluded, and there was a large amount of security. There were armed guards at the entrance and electric fencing along the perimeter. One guard gave Trevi another card, and it had written instructions on how to get to the entrance for the performance. He took his lions to a back entrance of a large building and he entered. There was a stage with seating all around. Up top were glass booths that looked like they were a VIP section. As Trevi waited with his lions, the man appeared. "Welcome, Trevi. I'm glad that you made it. Your lions are our main entertainment for this evening." Trevi smiled. The man looked around and explained that the audience would be arriving soon. He looked up at one of the glass-enclosed VIP sections and said that he would be seated there. He gave Trevi an earpiece and explained that he would communicate with him through it during the show. He asked Trevi if he was ready, to which he replied, "Of course." The glass VIP sections filled up first. Well-dressed people with fancy jewelry and accessories could be seen taking their seats. Once they were all seated, the doors opened for the general admission seating. These people were not as well-dressed, wearing basic clothing. They all looked mildly puzzled. Each person who came through the double-sided doors was massively overweight. Obese people were staggering into their seats everywhere. Trevi was puzzled. "Why is everyone in the audience so large?" Trevi was a bigger guy himself, but had never had any audiences that were all big where not a single thin person was in attendance. Trevi assumed that maybe the plus-size audience all gathered for something that was related to their size, and this was their final entertainment for the evening. His earpiece buzzed. The man said, "It's time to begin the show, Ringmaster." Trevi began the show, as he did many times before. He had his lions balance on ropes, roll balls across the floor, and even climb a ladder and jump into a giant ball pit. The audience was thoroughly entertained. As Trevi was about to do his next trick, his earpiece buzzed again. The man's voice said, "Okay, Trevi. Now it's time for the real entertainment. Do you see booth number 7? The woman in red has pledged $1 million for one of your lions to eat the man in blue on the second row. Do you see him?" Trevi looked up at the man's booth, puzzled, startled, and quite confused. The man looked down at Trevi. "We made a deal, right? I know you can do it. I saw you the night of your last performance. I saw the glimpse of satisfaction in your eyes as your lion devoured that man, and it's time to do it again." Trevi hesitated for a moment, but the man wasn't entirely wrong. He did have an odd sense of joy when his lion attacked. The man spoke through the earpiece again. "Trevi, the man in blue deserves to die. He is here tonight because he is looking for a hitman to kill his wife. Do you see the woman beside him? That is his new lover. They are planning on killing his wife and overtaking her inheritance. Every person in here tonight is here because they want to do a deal with the devil. So do it, Trevi. Kill him." Trevi looked up at the man, sitting behind his glass booth. If he is telling the truth, then he's right. he does deserve this. Trevi gave the man a wink and asked the audience for a volunteer. He pretended to search around, looking for a random person to help him with his act. He chose the man in blue and invited him to the stage. "Welcome, welcome," Trevi announced. "Can I ask what brought you here this evening?" The man looked around and said, "Isn't it obvious? We're all here because we want to join the fitness retreat this summer." Trevi's earpiece buzzed. The man in the glass booth spoke again. "Everyone here was told to tell each other that they were here for a fitness retreat. We didn't want anyone to know that they were here under false pretenses." "Got it," said Trevi. He wasn't only speaking to the man in the booth, but he was also speaking to the man in blue. "So," Trevi continued, "I need you to stand against this wall with your arms out. My lions are going to eat directly from your hands. Can you do that?" The man in blue stood there for a moment, then he finally agreed. Trevi whispered to the man, "Where is your wife?" and gave him a wink. Then he said to the man, "I know your secret, and I will punish you for your sins." The man went into a rage. He lunged towards Trevi. At that moment, Trevi knew that this man was really bad. He knew that he did hire someone to kill his wife, and he knew that he needed to do what needed to be done. As the man lunged towards Trevi, his lions went into protective mode immediately. His biggest male lion swooped in and grabbed the man. He tossed him up like a rag doll and caught him with his oversized paws. The audience gasped in horror, many of them running towards the doors trying to escape. But the doors were locked. People began screaming and panicking, crying out as they watched the man on stage pleading for his life in his final moments. Trevi watched his lions gather around the man, eating and tearing pieces of his flesh from his body. Trevi looked up towards the VIP glass section. The viewers watched in awe as they were seeing the entertainment that they had really paid for. Trevi's earpiece buzzed. "Good job, Trevi. You truly are a one-of-a-kind ringmaster." So, creepers, what did you think about that story? How would you feel if you were put into an audience full of people where you thought you were going to get something that you made a deal with the devil for, but it was actually a trick, and your deal with the devil was now your fate? Now you're going to be fed to lions. And what do you think about the people in the glass booths? Are they actually the devil? Their entertainment is to watch people who want to make these bad deals? I don't know. Wonder if stuff like that really happens in the world. I guess we'll never know. But thank you, creepers. And I hope you join me for the next one.